1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ross Memorial Park on the campus of Washington and Jefferson College. Today's site for WPIL playoff action, as the Waynesburg Raiders take on the Antelopes of Abbenworth. Welcome to GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarm.com. By Cameron Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Once again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ross Memorial Park. I'm Rusty Pettit, and I'll be joined tonight by our producer, Eric Bennett, and Luke Andrusik, who will be doing double duty, helping announce today, as well as running our camera. And we have a second matchup of this Class 3A WPIL Championships on this field today. And this one's going to be Abbenworth, the number one seed, hosting Waynesburg Central, the number 16 seed. And the winner is going to face the winner of our game that just wrapped up about a half hour ago, and that's Charleroi. They knocked off Mount Pleasant by a score of 4-2, so the winner of this game is going to take on them about a week from tonight. And we want to welcome you to the Iron Synergy pregame show. And we're going to get you ready for this matchup between Abbenworth and Waynesburg on the Iron Synergy pregame show right after this.
In integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. Beautiful Ross Memorial Park and beautiful weather in southwestern Pennsylvania. It is absolutely perfect. It's in the mid to high 60s all day, not a cloud in the sky. And the first game was a good one, Luke. Charleroi held on to win. They were in cruise control for most of it with the lead that entire game, but then kind of held on. Mount Pleasant made a little push at the end. But this one here, Waynesburg, looks to have a pretty tough opponent, Avonworth. The Antelopes coming into the Class 3 tournament here in the Whippeel as the number one seed.
Well, for Charleroi to hold off Mount Pleasant's insane lineup that they have, it was their pitching, Brock Henderson. And I think that's what they're going to need from C.J. Corwin, the senior here today for Waynesburg Central. He's going to be starting on the mound. It's going to be his 10th appearance. He's thrown almost 50 innings this season for the Raiders. 48 and a third with a 2.03 ERA. Has a 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. He's going to need to be dominant here today to stop this heavy Avonworth lineup.
Yeah, Avonworth finished their conference record 10-0. They were undefeated in Section 2, and they were 15-5 on the year. And the run differential is pretty good, 178 for 100, only 104 against, and they can put a lot of guys across the plate, and that's going to be a tough task for Corwin and the Raiders.
Yeah, if you're looking at the run differential, it's clearly going to favor Avonworth. They're 10-0 in their conference. They are plus 65, as you just mentioned, where Waynesburg is negative 36 in the run differential. However, Waynesburg finished fourth in 3A Section 4, and they split with every team ahead of them. They split with Seton, KO, and Charleroi even. So they have beaten some teams that are better than them this season. This isn't going to be a cakewalk for Avonworth, but like I said, Corwin's going to need to be dominant on the mound.
Yeah, you talked about it a bit before our first game. And sometimes, these games, it's baseball, right? I mean, you can have everything on paper, but you get on the field and all these games step up. Waynesburg, like you said, they split with everybody. The big one to point back to for the Raiders is the matchup that they had back on April 13th down at Wannabe Park in Carmichael's, and they knocked off the number 2 seed in this tournament. Seton LaSalle ended up being the section champs, but they beat them 4-2, and I mean, that's a pretty tough opponent.
Yeah, even Seton LaSalle, like, they have a pretty good lineup as well. Maybe not as good as Avonworth. They are the number 2 seed in this tournament. I mean, like you said, they split with both of these teams that are all higher seeds. They all finished higher in their standings. It's baseball. Any day, anything can happen. And Perry Cunningham, head coach, former head coach of the Waynesburg University Yellow Jackets baseball team, is going to have them ready.
Yep, right. And they're down on the field right now. You can see them wearing the black jersey with the white pants. Avonworth's got their bright red shirts with the white pants. You'll see them a little bit later. And we'll get you ready and get you all the starting lineups, of course, as we get closer to first pitch, which is scheduled for 6:30. We expect it to be at that time. The game before us, the Charleroi-Mount Pleasant game, finished on time, if not maybe even a few minutes early. So we expect that first pitch to be pretty close to 6:30, and we'll have the lineups here to get you ready for that right after this. And we bring you more on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show. Rusty Pettit alongside Luke Andrusik and our producer behind the board there, Eric Bennett. And this is a second game for us, first Green Sports game. We did a WJPA broadcast of the Charleroi game right before us. And we will be bringing you now the Waynesburg game. Both games, of course, video on NFHS, as it is throughout the entire season and postseason here in the WPIAL. Waynesburg finishing up their defensive reps out there on the field. Mentioned Avonworth, the section champ in Section 2, Class 3A. They were first, followed by South Park, Shadyside Academy. South Allegheny was fourth, Steel Valley and East Allegheny rounding out that section. Waynesburg was fourth place, as you had mentioned, Luke, in Section 4. Seton LaSalle, the winner. The only loss they had in conference was to Waynesburg. And then the Charleroi we just mentioned, they and Keystone Oaks both were 7-5 on the year. Waynesburg 6-6 on the conference year, and then 7-12 overall. So kind of an inconsistent year, but they won the games they needed to in order to get themselves here in this postseason.
Yeah, they did. And with so many, with just so little games in a high school baseball season, them only playing 19, I mean, it's hard to get really into a rhythm as a baseball team in just 19 games, you know. 162 in major leagues. Minor league teams play, you know, somewhere within the hundreds, and even college teams play somewhere within the 40s, 50s games a season. Getting into a rhythm with just 19 games is very hard, but it could be on and off. And like we said in the pregame, or earlier in the pregame, anything could happen here today.
Yeah, and Waynesburg also the added kind of, I don't know if you'd call it obstacle or hurtable, kind of a weird anomaly. They had to play all their games down at Carmichael's down at Wannabe Park because their home field was not accessible this year with all the stuff going over at the plant and stuff. So that was an extra little thing that you normally wouldn't have to deal with. I guess you play at that field long enough, it could become a home field, but it's still not your home field.
No, it's different for sure. Not having your own home field to play at, especially sharing with Carmichael's, that's got to be tough. Carmichael's won yesterday, maybe the second team who plays in Wannabe Park can win here today.
All right, the umpire's going to get ready here to get things going with the coaches and go over the ground rules, and we're going to step aside one more time and be back with starting lineups right here after this on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back to the Iron Synergy pregame show, getting ready for Waynesburg and Avonworth. We've got the starting lineups here for both teams. Waynesburg, being the lower seed, will be
the visiting team today. And they're going to lead things off with the second baseman, Jarrett Tretnik. He's wears number 8. They'll be followed in the number 2 spot by shortstop number 17, Austin Serber. Number 6, Corey Taylor, who will be catching, will be in the three hole. The cleanup hitter going to be the pitcher today, C.J. Corwin. Right fielder number 9, Grant Pack, will bat 5th. And the DH will be batting in the 6th spot, and that is going to be Lucas Slifko, and he wears number 5. He's DHing for the first baseman, Hayden Fields. In the 7th spot, number 32, R.J. Weil, and will be batting 7th and playing left field. And the center fielder, number 2, Braden Padilla, will be batting in the 8th hole. And the number 9 hole, number 1, Jeffrey Blair, and he'll be at third base today. For the Avonworth Antelopes, number 1 seed in Class 3A, they're going to be leading things off with their pitcher, number 21, Cooper Sharding. Followed by in the number 2 hole, number 11, Nick Blackson. He'll be also playing second base. The shortstop, number 5, Case Latour, will be batting third. In the cleanup spot, it'll be the third baseman, number 40, Jack Dolan. The designated hitter is Carson Frank, and he will be in the 5 hole and designated hitting for number 20. He wears number 24. He'll be hitting for number 1, Jackson Krull, who is the right fielder. In the 6th hole, the first baseman, number 3, Sam Huestwit, and batting 7th and playing left field is number 44, Patrick Bukowski. And playing center field and batting 8th, number 15, Jordan Warman, and batting 9th, number 8, and catching is Will Fowler. That is your lineup here today for Avonworth. So for Waynesburg, defensively, left to right across the infield is going to be Slifko, Taylor, Tretnik, and Fields. And across the outfield from left to right would be Weil, Padilla, and Pack. And then pitching is Corwin. Catching is Taylor. For Avonworth defensively, across the infield left to right, it's going to be Dolan, Latour, Blackson, and Huestwit. Left to right across the outfield, Bukowski, Warman, and Krull. Pitching is Sharding, and catching is Fowler. As you can see, there's our defensive lineup there. Thank you very much, Eric. Always on the ball. And, that'll just about do it for our Iron Synergy pregame show. You can see the coaches and the umpires out there getting the final of the ground rules wrapped up, and then we'll be back here ready for the first pitch, which does now appear to be a little bit later than we anticipated. We thought it'd be closer to 6:30 since that game ended on time, but looks to be a few minutes past as it's already 6:33. So we'll take one more break and get you ready for game action here. Thank you for watching the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day.
A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
All right, getting you ready now. First pitch, you can see the Avonworth out on the field there with Cooper Sharding, their pitcher, taking his warm-ups. Should mention that Avonworth head coach is Jeff Bywalski, and he's assisted by Tyler Bywalski. Waynesburg's head coach is Perry Cunningham, assisted by Mike Padilla, Jamie Moore, John Przlinski, Marcus Mendez, and Adam Jack. So Avonworth, as I mentioned, wearing the red jerseys with the pinstriped white pants.
And on your screen for Avonworth is the starting pitcher for today's game, number 21, the senior Cooper Sharding, making his 10th appearance of the season, 29 innings pitched, to a 3.38 ERA. He's 3-2 as his record, 42 strikeouts, 15 walks on the season. It's going to be a hard one for the Waynesburg lineup to get through today.
All right, that should just about do it for the warm-ups. Throws down the second. We are good to go. Waynesburg is going to be Jarrett Tretnick is going to be leading things off. The second baseman for the Raiders, right-handed batter, wears number 8, steps into the right side of the batter's box, and we are ready to roll. Jarrett Tretnick ready for Cooper Sharding's first pitch, and he swings and gets a foul tip of it for strike one into the catcher's mitt. That's Fowler, the backstop for the Antelopes.
Tretinnick batting .404 on the year for the Raiders.
Pitch misses outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. A 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Another high fastball that couldn't catch up to, and the count is 1-2. Sharding ready with the 1-2 pitch. That one lofted down the right side, going to fall into foul territory. So count stays at 1-2. First batter of the evening, Jarrett Tretnick. Here's the pitch from Sharding. That one is swung on and missed, and going to be tagged out to complete the putout. So Tretnick starts off with a striking out for out number one. Austin Serber going to be up to the bat now for the Raiders. Shortstop, number 17, and a right-handed batter. Pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Another pitch high and out of the zone for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Austin Serber. Nobody on, one out, top of the first inning. Waynesburg batting. There's a pitch that's in for a strike, and the count is 2-1. Swung on and missed for strike two, and the count is even at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch, fouled down the right side, out of play, and the count stays at 2-2. Two-two pitch, in for strike three. Two strikeouts to start the day for Cooper Charting. And that'll bring up Corey Taylor, catcher for Waynesburg. Third, number six, Corey Taylor. Taylor wears number six, right-handed batter. Pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Pitch is fouled back to the screen. Count even at one ball and one strike on Corey Taylor. That one's low, and the count is two balls and one strike. Nobody on, two outs, top of the first inning. Avonworth versus Waynesburg. Waynesburg batting here in the top of the first. The 2-1 pitch, foul down the right side. Count even at 2-2. Cooper Charting for the Antelopes looking to get off to a hot start. Possibly strike out the side here to start things off. He's got a 2-2 count now on Corey Taylor. Two-two pitch. Line in to the third baseman. Dolan has it, and he's on to first for out number three. 1-2-3 go the Raiders in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Waynesburg nothing, and Avonworth coming to bat on first on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
We'll back to Ross Memorial Park, bottom of the first inning. Avonworth coming up for their first at bat. It's going to be the pitcher, Cooper Charting, who just saw on the hill, leading things off for the Antelopes. He'll be followed by Nick Blackson and Case Latour.
Well, as we mentioned, Rusty, in the pregame, C.J. Corwin's going to have to be the bell cow here for this Waynesburg team. He's going to have a very efficient night here if they're going to want to pull this one off.
First pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. And it's going to be off the glove of the left fielder, Y.L., and he does keep it in front of him. So Sharding will have the games be the first base runner and be on first with that leadoff single. Nick Blackson now, the second baseman, left-handed batter, gets into the batter's box. Throw over to first, and back in safely is Sharding.
Blackson, a guy who likes to work long at bats. He is batting .281 on the season with 18 walks.
Fouls this one back to the screen. It's 0-1. They turn the lights on here at Ross Memorial Park. From the stretch, Corwin's 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. The count is even up at 1-1. And there's a bunt down the third baseline, fielded by the third baseman, Slifko, and he throws to first, but the throw is offline. And I believe that's going to be an infield single on the bunt for Blackson. Pretty good bunt laid down Antelope's off to a good start with first two runners on base here. First and second, nobody out for Case Latour. The shortstop for Avonworth. Berg infield at double play depth. Corwin takes a look at second now, ready with the pitch. Pitch catches the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1.
Latour, one of the three big boppers in this lineup, batting .413 on the season, 11 doubles, two home runs, and three triples. That's good for 16 extra base hits.
Fouls that one off to the right side and out of play, and Corwin gets out ahead of Latour, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. And misses outside, gets away from the catcher. Taylor's going to try to get the runner at third. Not going to be in time. So moving over was Sharding on the pass ball. And now runners at the corners with nobody out for Avonworth. Heads up base running there by Sharding. Didn't waste any time. The ball didn't get away from Taylor that far, but far enough. One ball and two strikes now on Case Latour. Corwin from the stretch. Lined into right field, and that's a base hit. That's going to split the gap. One run will score. On the way to third is Blackson. He will be sent home. Heading to third with a two RBI triple is Case Latour.
And there it is. As we said, coming into today's game with 16 extra base hits. There's number 17 on the season. And that's his fourth triple. Latour has some speed. He leads the team in stolen bases, and he's driving into that gap. He's thinking three all the way. Drives in two there. He now has 23 RBIs on the season.
So Avonworth off to a hot start. Runner in third now with nobody out and two runs already in for Jack Dolan, the third baseman. Left-handed batter. Sees one go outside for a ball. It's 1-0. There's a line drive into the gap in right field, and heading over is the center fielder. He can't get there. Another run will be in, and that is going to be a double for Jack Dolan.
Jack Dolan, another one of those big boppers. That's his 25th RBI of the season.
So four straight hits to start things off, and Avonworth leads 3-0. The designated hitter, Carson Frank, is now up to bat.
And if you thought those last two guys were good, here's the biggest bopper on the whole team. 15 doubles on the season for Carson Frank, batting .543 on the season.
And timeout for Waynesburg. They'll go have a conference at the mound, try to settle things down for Corwin. Avonworth getting exactly what they wanted out of the start here. A couple singles to start things off. And then the triple and the double to take a 3-0 lead. They have a runner on second with nobody out. Carson Frank, designated hitter, batting in the spot where Jackson Krull is the right fielder. He is batting four. All right, timeout is over, and C.J. Corwin now back on the mound, ready to face Carson Frank. Pitches in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ooh, way inside, ball all the way back to the backstop. That's going to move the runner, Jack Dolan, to third. And he will be there with no outs as the count is now 1-1. See, this one way inside almost hits him. Goes off the glove of Taylor and then heads back to the backstop. The count, three runs already in, nobody out, a runner on third. Here's the pitch. Misses outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch, fouled off to the right side and out of play, and the count is even up at 2-2.
Carson Frank leads the team in RBI, 27 on the season, 28 standing there on third base for him.
2-2 pitch is lined right at the shortstop.
Going to have to wait for that 28th one.
That was a nice catch there by Austin Serber. So first out of the inning is also one of the hardest hit balls. So now runner on third with one out for Sam Huestwit. Watches the breaking ball go across the plate for strike one.
So Avonworth starts their lineup with Sharding and Blackston, two guys who get on at a really good rate, followed by four guys who hit 400+.
That pitch misses low, and the count is even up at 1-1.
Huestwit, 437 on the year, 17 RBIs, 10 extra base hits.
Ball lifted into right field. Going back for it is Pack, and he's under for the out. Tagging at third is the runner, Jack Dolan, and he will score. So sack fly for Huestwit makes it 4-0. That'll bring up Patrick Bykowski with nobody on and two outs. That one lifted foul to the right side and out of play for strike one. Oh, one pitch misses outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. One pitch. Rounded right back up the middle. Pitcher Corwin has it on to first for the out. And the side is retired, but not before Avonworth puts four on the board. On four hits, they get four runs. We head to the second inning. Avonworth leads Waynesburg 4-0 on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer.
We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top of the second inning, Waynesburg up to bat here with C.J. Corwin, their pitcher, leading things off. Fouls it off to the screen on the right side, strike one. Avonworth getting those four runs to take the early lead in the bottom of the first inning. Corwin would like to get on base so he and the Raiders could put a dent into that. Pitch from Sharding misses inside, and the count is even up at 1-1.
Corwin, along with being very efficient on the mound this year, has been very good in the box, batting nearly 300, and he holds some power in that bat.
And that one, kind of a check swing, roller back to the pitcher, and Sharding's going to throw on to first for the first out of the inning. See here, just kind of check swing, ends up being a swinging bunt that Sharding has no problem with. And that'll bring up Grant Pack, the right fielder. There's number nine, steps into the right side of the batter's box. Sharding's fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Pack along with Corwin, one of the two players to put one over the fence for the Raiders this year.
Swings and misses for strike two, and it's quickly 0-2. That one fouled down the right side. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Full week off between this game and the quarterfinal game. It's not scheduled till next Tuesday, the 19th. Time and place to be announced, but we do know the date. 0-2 pitch misses for a ball, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch inside, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Grant Pack. That pitch way outside, and the count is full. Haven't seen, only the four batters previous to this, but so far is the deepest that Sharding has gone into a count on any of the batters. First full count of the game, and the pitch is grounded to second. It's going to be Blackson off his glove, and he tries to hurry the throw, and he throws it away. And tripping, though, and falling as he rounded first was Pack. Now he's going to try to get to second. The throw down will not be in time, so he does get to second base.
And Pack looks like he's feeling a little bit of a cramp in his thigh after slipping around first base. Athletic trainer is headed out onto the field along with head coach Perry Cunningham.
Yeah, he's sitting out there on the bag. You see, he kind of slipped. That was just out of our camera there as you following the ball there. And good work, by the way, getting that whole play in. And yeah, and I don't know, like, it's hard to tell when he crammed. Maybe it was like right there at the end. Now he's up on his feet, as you can see there. But yeah, when he rounded first, I think when he realized the ball was thrown away, he tried to make a quick turn and fell too. That could also be where maybe tweak something. But either way, he's back up on his feet. And the Raiders have a runner in scoring position with one out.
I believe they're probably going to call that a throwing error on
They do have an error on the board. Yep, it ends up being a two-base error. E4. So Lucas Slifko will come at the bat with a runner on second and one out here in the top of the second inning. Swung on and missed for strike one. Starting, looks back at second, now ready with the 0-1 pitch. Low and inside for ball one. The count is even at one ball and one strike.
Slifko has only recorded 6 hits this season. However, he's 9 RBIs on the year, with 3 of those hits being doubles.
Watches that one go across the plate for strike two. The count is 1-2. Runner on second, one out. Waynesburg batting in the top of the second. They trail 4-0 to Avonworth. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Third strikeout of the evening for Sharding. And that's out number two. And that'll bring R.J. Weil, the left fielder, up to the plate. And a move back towards second base, and Grant Pack, the runner there, goes back to the bag. Pitch nearly clips the jersey of Weil, but he gets out of the way, and it's ball one. Here on the CNX Foundation instant replay. Sharding's 1-0 pitch. And they'll throw to second, and this time sliding back safely is Pack. It was a close play, but the shortstop, Latour, dropped the ball, so he would have been safe either way. See the quick move there by the shortstop. The 1-0 pitch. In for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1.
If you're Waynesburg Central, you're really looking for Slifko to drive in that runner. He did have 9 RBIs on the season. This bottom three of the lineup is batting 154 overall in the season.
That one swung on a miss for strike two. The count is 1-2. 1-2, runner on second, 2 outs in the top of the second inning. Sharding's pitch. Called strike three. So the Raiders leave a man stranding. No hits, no walks, no runs, and one runner left on base. There was the one error. We'll be right back here for the bottom of the second inning. Greensport is on that, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan, and video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park for the bottom half of the second inning. Avonworth got the four runs in the first. They will lead off this inning with Jaden Warman, their center fielder. Here's number 15, right-handed batter, ready to face C.J. Corwin. Watches that one go in high for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch crosses the plate for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. There's ground ball to shortstop off the glove of the shortstop. While and into left field, and that will put the leadoff runner on. Second error of the game, first by the Raiders. So that'll bring up Will Fowler, the number 9 hitter. And the catcher for the Antelopes. They're squaring around a bunt is Fowler, and there's a snap throw down to first. Back in safely is Warman. And here's the pitch. That one popped into right field, going over into the gap. Is Pack, and he makes the catch. Runner going to hustle back as the throw comes in the first. He'll be in there safely. So one out, and that'll flip the order around for the Antelopes.
Fowler does have some pop in his bat, just not able to get the right launch angle there. Hit it a little too high, and up there easy for Pack to make the catch.
So Cooper Sharding, the Antelopes pitcher, up for the second time today. He singled and scored in the first inning. And foul tip into the catcher's mitt there for strike one. Runner on first, one out, bottom of the second inning. 0-1 the count. C.J. Corwin pitching from the stretch. That one popped up on the infield. Corwin's there on the mound, and he's got it for out number two. That'll bring up Nick Blackson. Second baseman, he had the infield single off the bunt in the first inning, and he scored as well. Corwin's pitch is low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Big secondary lead down there for Warman. Thought maybe Taylor might think about another snap throw.
Just like last game, both of these teams don't really steal too much.
That's a foul ball down the left side now to play, and the count is 1-1 on Nick Blackson.
I think their lack of stealing is why we saw Fowler try and put down a bunt the first pitch he saw.
Pitch is outside for a ball. The count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Nick Blackson. Corwin gets a sign, takes a look at the runner at first base, now ready with the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside, and it's 3-1. Don't want to put Blackson on to get right into the meat of this Antelope order if you do that with runners in scoring position. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and that one catches the corner for a strike, and the count is full.
Something we mentioned the last time that Blackson was up is he gets on via the free pass almost as much as he gets on via base hit. So 3-2 here. They always say base hit, ball four. We'll see what happens here.
Runner going, and that's ball four as it's outside. And now we do have runners at first and second base with two outs for the number three hitter, Case Latour. He tripled in two runs in the first inning. Now he comes up with a couple more guys on the pond. This time with two outs, though. Let's go, Pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch is low for a ball, and it's two balls and no strikes now on Case Latour. Up after him would be Jack Dolan, who had an RBI double himself back in the first. There's a ground ball softly hit on the right side. Second baseman Tretinnik is over with it, and he's got it for out number three. Close play, but Waynesburg does get out of it without giving up any runs. Two men left on base for the Antelopes as we head to the third. It's Avonworth 4, Waynesburg nothing on Green Sports Onet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Green County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Green County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Top of the third inning, Waynesburg coming to bat, and they will be leading off with Braden Badilla and Jeffrey Blair, and then the lineup flips around back to Jarrett Tretinnik, and they'll be still facing Cooper Sharding, has the four strikeouts already on the evening. Badilla, center fielder for the Raiders, left-handed batter, wears number two. First pitch misses for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the left side. Down to play, and the count is 1-1.
Padilla on the pitch just a little late. Needs to get that foot down a little bit earlier, try and turn on it. He has that gap in between second and first. Second baseman Blackson's kind of playing in the hole here.
That one fouled off to the screen as well, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Sharding's 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for his fifth strikeout of the evening. That's going to bring up the number nine hitter, Jeffrey Blair. Sharding's pitch misses high for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Low and outside for ball two. Sharding falls behind Blair 2-0.
Blair, a guy who hasn't played too much, missed a good part of the season. This is only his 15th at bat of the year.
Fouls that one back the screen to make it 2-1.
However, he has four hits in those 14 at-bats. Good enough for six RBIs.
Sharding's 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count is even up at 2-2. Pitch misses outside, and the count goes full on Jeffrey Blair. fouled back over the screen, and the count stays full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, 1 out here in the top of the third inning as the ball sails into center field on the catcher's throw back to the pitcher. They get it back into Scharding. Three-two pitch swung on and missed, strike three. That makes half a dozen strikeouts now for Scharding.
4 in a row as well.
Yep. Jarrett Tretinnick now. He struck out in the first inning. He's up to face Scharding for the second time. Ooh.
Ooh.
Nearly hit him. I don't know. Maybe it did. It hit him in the helmet. Yeah. Caught him in the helmet. He tried to get out of the way, but he heard that smack.
We'll take a look at the replay here in a second, see if it did catch him up there in the helmet. That's why you wear them.
Yep. Yeah, right there, right in the back. He turned, got out of the way, but man.
Able to turn his head, too.
So second base runner of the evening for Waynesburg comes via the hit by pitch, and that'll bring up Austin Serber, the shortstop, with a runner on first and 2 outs. The other runner reached via an error. That was Grant Pack in the last inning. Pitch is high for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Pitch in for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Top of the third inning, Abenworth leading 4-0. Waynesburg batting with a runner on first and 2 outs. Cooper Scharding takes a look at first, now ready with the 1-1 pitch, and that's in for a strike, and it's 1-2.
Serber batting 286 on the year. 3 extra base hits, 3 RBIs.
The 1-2 pitch. Low, and the runner's off to second, and it's into center field with the throw, so stolen base for Tretinnick. Second runner in scoring position today for the Raiders. Scharding's 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Scharding strikes out the side, and he's got 7 on the evening. We're going to head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Abenworth 4, Waynesburg nothing on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal, Savings Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
All right, ready for the bottom of the third inning. First pitch in there was a strike to Dolan. And the second one's also a strike. So 0-2, C.J. Corwin quickly out ahead of Jack Dolan. He is 1-for-1 with the RBI double back in the first inning. That pitch misses low and outside, and the count is 1-2.
Jack Dolan, like Blair on the other side, missed about a third of the season, and you wouldn't know it looking at his numbers. 439 on the year, 24 RBIs, 4 home runs, 3 doubles and a triple as well.
This one lined at second base, and he gets the glove on it. Tretinnik throws to first for the out. Nice play on a hot ball hit into the
little bit of an ole here. Makes the play. Great play there by Tretinnik.
That is going to bring up Carson Frank, the designated hitter, lined to shortstop in the first inning. This one lifted foul down the right side and out of play. That one fouled off the right side. This one may stay in play. First baseman Fields coming on. Oh, and it's the catcher. Diving and tripping over Fields. Taylor with the catch. Nice athletic play by the catcher. Catch it here. You saw them both kind of coming for it, and they avoid disaster and able to make the catch. So
gets his leg put out or cut out from underneath him and holds on to it. Looked like he was coming over the middle. Mm-hmm. Got hit by Ray Lewis.
Sam Huestwit now. He hit a sacrifice fly RBI back in the first inning. This one's lined up the middle for a base hit. So Huestwit gives the Antelopes a runner on first with two outs as Patrick Bykowski comes up for his second at bat. He grounded out to the pitcher, Corwin, back in the first inning. Ooh, Corwin hits him with the pitch. So that will put runners at first and second with two outs for Jaden Warman.
That one almost went between his legs. Let's look at the replay here. It might have went through his legs.
Yeah, I didn't hear it hit anything.
I didn't hear it hit him either.
The umpire's a lot closer than we are. So
I thought it went through his legs and
might have
went a little
pants.
Five hole, yeah. But yeah, it might have hit his pants.
I guess if you're going to get hit, that's the way to do it. Take no damage, get the free base. Jordan Warman now up with the two runners on and two outs. And he fouls that one back to the screen. Count is 0-1. C.J. Corwin's 0-1 pitch. It misses for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Bykowski, another guy with a ton of extra base hits on this team. Team had 70 in total coming into today's game. He has 7.
There's a line drive into left center field. Center fielder comes over and makes the catch. Badilla with a very fine play on center to keep the Antelopes off the board in this inning. They still lead 4-0 as we head to the fourth inning on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back for the top of the fourth inning. Leading off for the Raiders is Corey Taylor. Catcher for the Rays made the fine catch on that pop-up in the bottom of the third. He grounded out to third last time he faced Sharding, and this time he grounds to third again. There's the third baseman, Dolan, and he makes the play for out number one.
The pitcher.
So C.J. Corwin now, the pitcher for the Raiders. Hit the plate for the second time. He grounded out to the pitcher last time. And that check swing roller that Sharding fielded. Pitch is low and in the dirt, and it'll be 1-0. Sharding's 1-0 pitch. There's a hard grounder to second base, fielded there by Blackson. He throws on to first for out number two. Two quick outs here for Cooper Sharding, and he'll face Grant Pack for the second time. Pack reached on the error that he hit to Blackson last time he was up back in the second inning, made it all the way to second base on the throwing error. Pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. That's fouled off to the right side, and the count is even up at 1-1. Fly ball into right field. Coming on is Krull over the line. He can't get to it. Ball is down and into foul territory. Grant Pack heading to second, and he is laboring as he gets there. We saw the in the last time he was on, he kind of tweaked that leg, but he does leg out the double. That is the first hit of the game for the Raiders and puts a runner in scoring position with two outs for Lucas Slifko.
As we mentioned last time, Slifko came up, has 9 RBIs on the season. He's really the guy here that's going to bring in Pack. They need him to come up strong here because the last three batters in the order have a combined average of 150.
They're going to have a courtesy runner, I think, for Pack. We got number 13, it looks like, which is...
Logan Bachna.
Logan Bachna. All right.
The freshman.
All right. Logan Bachna now on second as the pinch runner and up to the plate again. A Slifko. Fouled back and it's 0-1. Slifko struck out swinging back in the second inning. Cooper Sharding's 0-1 pitch. Swung on and miss, and he's quickly out ahead of Slifko, 0-2. He's got 7 strikeouts already through the first 3 innings. He'd love to get number 8 right here. And he just misses inside, and the count is even up at 2 balls. Or no, that's sorry. That is, yeah, it is 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count, runner on second and 2 outs. Here in the top of the 4th inning. Sharding's pitch, high, and the count is full on Lucas Slifko. There's the pitch, and it is fly into right field. Krull is over, and he makes the catch for out number three. The Raiders get their first hit of the inning, but they do strand that runner, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with Avonworth leading Waynesburg 4-0 on Greensboro Center, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Will Fowler up, and he squares around to bunt the first pitch, and it's going to be an infield hit, and the ball gets into right field. So Fowler is going to head all the way to second base. And we've got paraphernalia all over the place over there in first base area. That was the second baseman that was trying to field that throw, Jarrett Tritinic. And we're going to get a pinch runner for Fowler. So that'll be a infield single, then an error on the throw. Cooper Sharding is now up to the plate for the third time. Corwin's pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Isaac Cavanaugh is the pinch runner on second, number 20. There you can see him in your frame. There is a fly ball into center field. Heading over is Bedilla, and he's not going to get to it. It's going to go to the wall. Cavanaugh will round third. He will score. Heading into third is Sharding with an RBI triple. I'm going to get a pinch runner for Sharding, and that is number four. Let's get that number for you.
It's going to be Nathan Slater.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
The freshman has been primarily used in pinch running positions. Excuse me. Has scored one run on the season.
Nick Blackson, who is 1-for-1, also walked. He has scored a run in this game as well. Up to the bat now with the runner on third, and nobody out, and he fouls one down the left field side and out of play. 0-1 the count. One run already in for Avonworth here in the bottom of the fourth. They now lead 5-0. Looking to add to that. Corwin's 0-1 pitch is outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. That pitch misses inside for a ball. On the count, it's 2-1 on Nick Blackson. Fouled off to the left side again, and the count is even up at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Runner on third with nobody out. Here's the pitch. That's grounded to the first baseman off his glove. And the throw back is not going to be in time. And that is going to be a single. Oh, and Blackson comes up lame after he crosses first base. He went down. The coach is going to take a look at him. So the run makes it 6-0.
Somebody's got to check these bases. It's the second injury we have this game already after someone's touched first base. Hopefully Blackson's all right here.
Yeah. Looks like the right ankle they're looking at. We'll step aside real quick. And while they take a look at Nick Blackson, you can see the replay one last time here. I don't know if you can watch it there. It was right after he had crossed the bag. But either way, they're going to take a look at him. We'll step aside. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings Bank of Green County. And, well, actually, let's keep it here. He's up on his feet, so we'll keep it right here. Don't want you to miss any of the action. So he is going to be coming out there. We'll have a pinch runner in, and this might actually end up being a substitution, not just a pinch runner, as he is favoring that ankle.
Newton Coffey, the senior, only 9 at-bats on the year, has scored 6 runs, so he's been used as a pinch runner quite a few times this year. He's going to be on the pinch runner here.
So Coffey will be on first now. Still no outs, 2 runs in, and now Case Latour, who had an RBI triple back in the first inning, is up. He is 1-for-2 on the evening. Gorman's pitch is flied into right field. Pack is there. He makes the catch for out number one. And runner heads back to first. That'll bring up Jack Dolan. RBI double back in the first and grounded out to second base, his last at bat. There's a fly ball in the left center field. Heading back is the left fielder, and he makes the catch. That's Weil, who took a circuitous route for it, but did end up underneath it for the catch, and there's 2 outs in the inning. And that'll bring up Carson Frank, the designated hitter. Popped out to the catcher last time. It was an athletic play that Taylor was able to make over here in foul territory. Pitches outside for a ball. Want to know the count on Frank. Corwin snap throw over to first base. Back in time is the runner. One-oh pitch outside. Runner going. Throw down to second, and they got him. Taylor with the throw, and a good tag out there by Tretinnik, and that retires a side. You can see it here on the CNX Foundation Instant Replay. Raiders get out of it, but the Avonworth Antelopes do add 2 more to their lead. They lead 6-0 over Waynesburg as we head to the fifth on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My
Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our number one priority is protecting our players. That's why we're writing new rules for the sport and developing innovative educational tools that protect our athletes. This is player protection. This is high school football.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park for the top of the fifth inning, leading off for Waynesburg. Is going to be their left fielder, R.J. Weil.
And as we thought, Rusty, Blackson has been pulled out of this game, and it's Carter Latour, the sophomore brother of Case Latour.
Okay.
He'll now be taking over the second base position.
Called strike for make the count 0-1. So Latour in the second. That one fouled off. Strike two, and quickly out in front is Cooper Sharding, 0-2 on R.J. Weil. Weil, his only plate appearance so far, struck out back in the second. And he strikes out again. Swing and a miss for out number one. And see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 strikeouts so far on the evening for Cooper Sharding. Braden Badilla, the center fielder, yep, he struck out as well back in the third. Pitch misses inside for a ball. The count is 1-0. That one's low for a ball, and 2-0 is the count on Braden Badilla. Strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Ground ball, third base. Dolan has it, throws to first for the out. Two down in the top of the fifth, and that'll bring up Jeffrey Blair for the Raiders.
Third baseman, Jeffrey Blair.
He struck out as well in the third. So far, Cooper Sharding just giving up the one hit. That was a double to Grant Pack. This pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. That one in for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Latour has it and throws it on to first, and the side is retired. The Raiders go 1-2-3 in the inning, and that'll take us to the bottom of the fifth, where Avonworth leads it 6-0 over the Raiders on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal, Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Green County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Green County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that.
Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
All right, welcome back to the bottom of the fifth inning. This is Carson Frank up to bat. He was batting when the runner got caught stealing in the last inning, so he continues at the plate. First pitch was fouled off, then that one right there was low and away. So the count is even up at 1-1. C.J. Corwin's 1-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count is 1-2. Frank 0 for 2 on the day. He lined out to short his first time up and popped out the catcher last time. This is a chopper to the third base side. You know, the throw is not going to be in time. Infield single there. No chance for Slifko to get him. That ball was bounced really high.
Yeah, if they weren't playing on a turf field, that's probably an easy ground out. But that ball took a really high hop, and Frank just too fast. Not going to get thrown out there.
So Sam Hustwit now comes to the plate. He is one for one at a sac fly RBI in the first and a single back in the third inning. Runner on first, nobody out for the Antelopes. They lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's a foul ball to the right side now to play, and it's 0-1. Pitch is down low for a ball, and the count is 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is outside, and it's 2-1. Inside for ball three. Three balls and one strike on Sam Hustwit. One pitch hit to second. Tretinnik has it for second for one. Back to first, and they turn the double play. Thing of beauty for the infield right there. The quick transfer by Tretinnik, and then a nice play for Serber getting it on to first for the double play. 4-6-3.
Bykowski had a ball go five hole last time up. In between the legs, home plate umpire said it hit him. The other time he grounded out to the pitcher.
So he'll come up now with nobody on and two outs. Watches that one across the plate for strike one. That one skied into right center field, and it's going to be trouble. Down and back towards the fence, and Bukowski is going to round second. He's heading to third, and he will be there safely with a two-out triple. Third triple of the evening for Avonworth. That's going to bring up Jaden Warman now with two outs and a runner on third. He is 0 for 2 on the evening. Reached on an error back in the second and flied out to center field his last at bat. You have a timeout as Taylor's going to go talk to his pitcher. Winner of this game will play Charleroi 1 week from tonight. in the quarterfinals. Charleroi a winner 4-2 over Mount Pleasant earlier this afternoon. It's a pitch that's a swing and a miss by Warman. Count is 0-1. That pitch misses inside, and the count is 1-1. One-one pitch, ground towards the shortstop, and the throw is in time for out number three. The Antelopes threaten, but they are held scoreless in that inning, but they still lead 6-0 as we head to the top of the sixth inning here on Green Sports on Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back for the top of the sixth inning. Waynesburg comes to the plate trailing 6-0 to Abenworth. They will be leading off the top of the order, Jarrett Tretinnick. He is 0-1, but reached on a hit by pitch back in the third inning.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for Abenworth.
Is our crew tonight, myself, Rusty Pettit, alongside Luke Andrusik, who's also running camera, and our producer, Eric Bennett, running the show for us, working behind the board. You guys worked last night too, right? Doubleheader again?
Yeah, we had double Greene County sports action. We had Jefferson Morgan with a win, and we also had Carmichael's taking the win. So two Greene County teams. I believe both of those teams will be playing here next Monday, this upcoming Monday. And we'll see how that goes for them. We'd love to keep the Greene County teams in here as long as possible.
Yeah, they last night, Carmichael's with a 7-1 win over Swickley Academy.
Winning off the top of the
Jefferson Morgan with a 6-2 win over Union. They both have tough matchups next week. They both Carmichael's has the 1 seed, Eden Christian, then Jeff Morgan going to take on the 2 seed in Greensburg Central Catholic. But see how they fare in those quarterfinal matchups. Tinnick steps into the batter's box and watches a called strike come across the plate. We have a new pitcher, is it? Is that a new pitcher? That's 24,
yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
Carson Frank has made his appearance. He is maybe even better than Sharding is this year. This is going to be his 8th appearance. He's thrown 18 innings to a 1.56 ERA. 32 strikeouts to 6 walks. He's not walking too many guys, and he's striking out a lot.
Well, he's quickly out ahead here of Jarrett Tretinnick. So he was DHing, now on the hill. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. And swung on a miss, gets away. So Tretinnick will head down to first, and the throw is in time, though, to get the put out. So that one is scored K to 2-3. And that's the first out of the inning, and Austin Serber will head to the plate. He is 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. On the evening, there's your
Cooper Sharding,
starter.
Yep, pitched the first 5 out now in center field.
Pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Things cooling down now that the sun is starting to get lower in the sky. Still a beautiful night here in Washington, PA.
Yeah, not too bad. Last night when we were wrapping up, it was in the low 50s, heading, felt like high 40s. So it was a little bit of wind, too, last night. It was pretty chilly after the games. Feels nice here.
Yeah. Second pitch was a called strike. That one misses inside. And it's 2-1 on Austin Serber, shortstop for the Raiders. There's a fly ball into right field. Krull, the right fielder, heading back towards the fence and makes the catch drifting back toward the wall for out number two. That ball had some carry to it.
Yeah, Serber just missed that one. That one looks like it was about 10 to 15 feet away from the fence, maybe 20 feet. Krull making a great play. Backing up all the way to the fence almost.
And that'll bring up Corey Taylor, the catcher, and he watches the first pitch go high for a ball. Taylor has grounded out the third, is both of his at-bats this evening. That one fouled back over the screen, and the count is 1-1.
A couple of web gems, though, by Taylor here in this one. Obviously, that pop-out foul that he caught while getting collided with the first baseman, and then caught a runner stealing. Back in the fourth inning, I believe.
Pitch misses for a ball, and the count is 2-1. Nobody on, two outs. Carson Frank in relief of Cooper Sharding here for the Antelopes, looking to get a 1-2-3 inning. There's a drive into the gap, though, and center fielder's not going to get there. Rounding first is Taylor, and he's going to hustle into second with a double. Corey Taylor, the second hit for the Raiders tonight. Both of them are doubles. He's going to get a courtesy runner. And number seven is the courtesy runner, and that is Jackson Parker, freshman.
Pitch running for Waynesburg Central, number seven, Jackson Parker.
And up to the plate here is C.J. Corwin, Raiders pitcher. Trying to get the Raiders on the board here in the sixth inning. They trail 6-0. Runner on second with two outs. Corwin 0-2 so far in this game. First time he's facing Frank. And he lays off that one, and it's ball one. Frank's 1-0 pitch. That one's in the dirt and gets away from the catcher, but he's able to keep it close enough to him. And the runner will stay at second base. Pitch. There's a ground ball, shortstop. Has it. Latour over to first and gets him. That's out number three. So the Raiders get a hit but leave a man stranded. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Avonworth 6, Waynesburg nothing on Green Sports Sonnet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
back at Ross Memorial Park. Bottom half, the sixth inning, Avonworth coming to the plate. They lead 6-0 over Waynesburg. They'll be leading off at the bottom of the order. Will Fowler, the number 9 hitter, starts it off, and then it'll flip around to the top. Cooper Chardigan and Carter Latour, we assume, will be batting. That's, he came in as a replacement for Blackson at second, so we'll make sure that is the case when we get to that point.
Fowler leading off his third inning of the day.
He is 1-for-2 on the night so far. This pitch is inside for a ball. Singleton scored back in the fourth. Line out to right, his initial at bat. Horn's pitch misses inside, and it's 2-0. That one's outside, and Corwin has fallen behind 3-0 on Will Fowler. Called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. And that one's outside. It's ball 4, so walk issued to the leadoff man. That'll bring the top of the order up in Cooper Sharding. Starting pitcher tonight, pitched a fine game. 8 strikeouts on the night and eventually left in relief after 5 innings and moved out to center field. And we're going to get a timeout as maybe get a pitching change. We'll see. Maybe just a conference to kind of check on his pitcher. Looks like we are going to get a new pitcher coming in from shortstop, I believe, a Serber. Is that who's going to come into pitch? Maybe just an even swap, as Corwin looks like he's going to stay over at shortstop. So Austin Serber. Will be the new Raider pitcher. So as he takes his warm-ups, we will take a break, and we'll be right back here on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, back here, Ross Memorial Park with the new pitcher for the Raiders, Austin Serber. Corbin went over to his shortstop position. They swap. Runner on first with nobody out. Avonworth leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Leadoff hitter Cooper Sharding. The plate swings and misses at the first pitch. Zone 1. Next pitch is in the dirt, and the count is even up at 1-1. One pitch popped up on the infield. Second baseman Tretinnik is calling for it, makes the catch for out number one. And that'll bring up, let's think, Carter Latour. Is that number six?
Oh, number six, Carter Latour.
Yeah, in this case. He came in relief of Nick Blackson, who rolled his ankle as he ran out a ball and he got to first base. Throw to first, back in time, is Will Fowler. Actually, I think that's the courtesy runner for Will Fowler. Latour squares around a bunt, pulls it back. The throw to second is... ooh, not in time. Gorin kind of shakes his head. And the runner didn't slide. That's, I thought he might have tagged him on the way past, but... it's close. So now runner on second with the one out. Servers 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two.
By the way, the courtesy runner is freshman Isaac Cavanaugh, number 20. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Stealing second base there.
And he scored for when he was a courtesy runner for Fowler back in the fourth inning. That one misses, and the count is one ball and two strikes on Carter Latour. Foul back to the screen, and the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, runner on second and one out. Here's the pitch. Low, and the count is even up at 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. First strikeout for the new pitcher, Austin Serber. In fact, that may be the first strikeout of an Avonworth batter all night. That's the first one I have on my score sheet.
Yeah, me as well.
And that'll bring up Case Latour. He is 1-for-3 in the night with a triple and two RBIs back in the first inning. And that pitch sails outside. It's ball one. Servers 1-0 pitch. Inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Pitch catches the corner, and it's 2-1. Outside for a ball, and it's three balls and one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning, Avonworth batting, and they lead 6-0 over Waynesburg. Runner on second with two outs. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That is called strike, and the count is full. That one catches the corner for called strike three. We head to the seventh, Avonworth 6 and Waynesburg nothing. They're down to their last three outs here on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals is everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes that can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Top of the seventh inning, Waynesburg down to their final three outs. They trail 6-0 here to Avonworth. And first pitch is in the dirt to Grant Pack. He has one of the two Waynesburg hits. He has reached base both times, reached on an error back in the second, then doubled in the fourth. He's facing, for the first time, Carson Latour, who had started the game as designated hitter, came in relief of Cooper Sharding in the last inning. This one's fouled. Oh, watch out. My goodness, that one snuck up on the Avonworth dugout to the right. That one, that barely crossed. They have a dugout fence on both sides, and coaches down at the far end were basically just their head and shoulders were above it, but it almost hit them. There's one right back up the middle off the pitcher, and the shortstop is going to throw to first, and he does make the out, but the pitcher is in some pain. Let's see if we can get the camera on him real quick. He right there, and he is down in the field, and coaches will come out and take a look at Carson Latour. But that out is going to go 1-6-3 for the putout. And back up on his feet is Latour. I think he's going to take a couple throws, make sure he's all right. Try to get these last two outs for the Antelopes. That'll bring up for Waynesburg. It's going to bring up Lucas Slifko. Lucas Slifko is 0-for-2 on the day. Pitch is low and in the dirt. Ball one. That pitch is in for a called strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Avonworth getting their 6 runs. They got 4 in the first and 2 more in the fourth. There's a swing and a miss for strike 2, and it's 1-2. But every other half inning is a 0 on that scoreboard out there in left field. They've got their 6 runs on 9 hits. There's a called strike 3. And Waynesburg Raiders down to their final out of the season. And R.J. Weil, the left fielder, is going to be the batter. Second strikeout for Carson Latour. There's a swing and a miss for strike one on Weil. 10 strikeouts on the night for Avonworth pitchers, combining both Sharding and Latour. There's swing and a miss for strike two. And the Raiders down to their final strike. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the ball game is over. Avonworth defeats Waynesburg by a score of 6-0 here in the Class 3 first round of Class 3 WPIL Baseball Championships. And we'll be back here to wrap things up on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Final score, Avonworth 6, Waynesburg nothing, and Avonworth had their 6 runs on 9 hits, and they committed 1 error. Waynesburg, no runs. They had 2 hits. They committed 2 errors during the game. And, it was a tough one. We knew it was going to be a tough game. Avonworth, the number one seed, 10-0 in their conference, 15-5 on the year. They seemed to be the class of Class 3A here in the Whipfield this year, and they showed it here tonight.
Yeah, Corwin just got off to a bit of a rough start, let the first 4 batters of the game score in that first inning. Then he kind of settled in and didn't give up another run until that fourth inning where he gave up 2. Settled back in for the fifth, didn't give up any runs there, kind of got out of a jam. And other than that, they pitched pretty well other than that first inning, and they kept Avonworth in check for the most part. But Avonworth is just, their lineup's too strong. It's going to be very hard, unless you pitch an absolute perfect game, it's going to be hard to keep them off the scoreboard.
They will move on to the quarterfinal round, where they will take on Charleroi. Charleroi, a winner earlier here this afternoon. They defeated Mount Pleasant, so they will advance, and they'll play next week in the quarterfinals. It's now time to recognize our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game, of course, always goes to a Greene County athlete. Tonight's Player of the Game is Corey Taylor from Waynesburg, the catcher. He had one of the 2 hits, also made a couple fine defensive plays, threw out a runner trying to steal second, and also made a really nice acrobatic catch in foul territory as he tried to avoid not only any obstacles, but the first baseman as well, and managed to do that while making a good catch. So congratulations to Corey Taylor, the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. So that'll do it for the Waynesburg Raiders season. They will fall here in the first round, but they did make the postseason. Anytime you do that, and that's a successful year. So congrats to the Waynesburg Raiders on a fine season, and they'll look forward to moving on. And we've got more Greene County stuff coming up. As you mentioned, we've got the games next week. We've got some softball action that's coming up on the 14th. That's next action on Green Sports, Jefferson Morgan versus Leechburg. And then we've got softball with Carmichael's and West Green coming up as well. More baseball action with Jefferson and Carmichael's next week as well. So keep your eye on greensports.net for all of the upcoming action here in the spring postseason. I want to thank our crew here tonight. Luke Andrusik doing double duty on the call with me, but also running camera, and our producer, of course, running this entire show, Eric Bennett, and always doing a fine job at that. Greensports.net, as always, is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength and unparalleled resources. By Visit Green, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreen.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for PA Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Final score from Ross Memorial Park, Avonworth 6, Waynesburg nothing. Avonworth moves on to the quarterfinals in Class 3A WPIL Baseball Championships. For Luke Andrusik and Eric Bennett, I'm Rusty Pettit saying have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you down the road in the postseason.